Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
And it's time for us to get into our question for today as we Mutakwa, who's been with us throughout this whole week and answering the final question this afternoon. My pastor, good afternoon. Welcome back once again to the program.
Good afternoon, moderator. Thank you.
Thank you so much for making time once again to speak with us. And we are going to be answering a question here. What does Christianity say about the fate of children who die young, especially before they can understand faith? A very interesting question there. What does the Bible say about what happens to children when they die young, before they've actually made a decision for or against Jesus?
Moderator, this one is a very complicated question.
Yes.
Very complicated, because the biblical teaching on it is that whoever dies, they go to the grave. They await for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Either they resurrect to life eternal or to damnation.
Mm.
There is clear evidence in the Bible, and that's not what we are discussing. I'm sure this question is in relation to children that have not accepted the God, because their age has not permitted them to accept who? Christ.
Yes.
Now, let me answer in the following way.
Mm-hmm.
I know that children of believing parents will be saved because they have had no test of character and they have not been tested and determined by trial.
Mm.
The issue here is that we take an example of in Exodus chapter 12, when God gave an instructions to Moses, that the children of Israel kill a lamb, then roast it, eat it, take the blood, put it on the lintel of their doors. He's going to send the flaming angels to kill all the firstborns in that land of in the wilderness. And then what happened is that whoever puts parents believed and put the blood on the what, regardless of whatever faith they were, God saved them. So what we see is the faith of the parents here that did what? That had to save their only...
Interesting. All right. Our network has given up on us, but I think that there's still hope. Pastor, can you hear me? Hello, Pastor?
Hello?
Yes, I think we've...
At the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, someone was trying to call, had to cancel. At the same time, in 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verse 3, this is what God told the children of Israel when they went to fight the Amalek. 1 Samuel, chapter 15. The Bible says, "Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and women, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass," literally everything.
Yeah.
Now, just imagine, these children don't know anything, have not reached a level of making decisions, but God says destroy, including those that are sucking.
Mm.
So this is an implication that whatever they had, whatever thinking they had, whatever those children, the way they were trying to be molded, was already against God. And God saw that they would not be a good breed that would be allowed to live on planet Earth. Therefore, they should be utterly destroyed.
Yeah.
Jesus, again, at the same time, when we begin to read from the book of Mark, chapter 10, hello, he says, verse 14, we read verse 15.
Okay.
When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these."
Hmm.
Verse 15 says, "Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." What does Jesus imply? He is looking at the heart of a little child. When we talk about the heart of little children, we are talking of people who will not take things to heart forever. People who are forgiving. People who are innocent. Children have their special way in which they deal with life. They can fight. 5 minutes time, they have already forgiven.
Yeah.
They are with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, meaning the heart of the little children is that of forgiveness and so forth. But now, I want to specifically say the following, moderator, that I am not quoted for. I gave an illustration of children, of people who believe. These who are brought to Jesus are brought by parents who accept and believe in Jesus.
Yes.
Now, as for the children of parents who do not believe, I cannot tell, because God has not made his purpose in regard to this matter.
Okay, okay.
And we are the better leave it where God has left it and dwell upon subjects that are plain in his word. Of course, we can give those references of the book of Psalms. We can give references of the book of First Samuel that I gave. We can give references of the book of Mark and so forth. But as to those that die at infant level, whether parents have accepted God or not, I cannot say anything because God has not put it before us to discuss it. But there are references that I can give of those that were saved after they accepted, their parents accepted Jesus. But as to those that die in that, it's very difficult for me, moderator.
Right, right.
I can't.
No, that makes sense. It's even dangerous to start trying to presume to know the mind of God and how God is going to judge.
Yes.
But what we know, what we do know, what we can accept is that God is a just and merciful God. So whatever he does decide, there's nothing that we as human beings can, you know, we can't query it in any way, but we can trust that his judgment will be fair.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Pastor. It's been a pleasure engaging with you on these interesting questions throughout this week. Thank you so much for making time and for giving us these biblical references as well, so that we can delve deeper into the Word of God to get the answers for the questions that we have. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
You are most welcome. Thank you, listeners.
Amen. Family, that was Pastor Shepherd Mutako, who's been with us throughout the week since Monday, tackling these questions. And if you have any questions, or if you have a follow-up question on any of the ones that we've discussed this week, please feel free to share that on +27734703520. All right, we'll be right back after this.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.